You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Get to people, yeah.
What are you gonna
running like a red disease. Ghetto people,
stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, young. You got to learn to love yourself.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Maafa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora.
So this call may be recorded or transcribed.
Our brothers and sisters who suffered the Maafa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement: Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted. And we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and in honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi, Hotep family. Hotep, dear brothers and sisters, Hotep means peace. Hope everything is well with you today. If there all is Wednesday, you know, got to get over the hump. And hope you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, the weather is accommodating for you to do it. The weather down in this area is getting better. In fact, it's going to, it might be about 70 degrees tomorrow. Wow. Yeah. Change. It's always going to be some change in the weather. That's how it is. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific. Any other time around the world, but if you cannot listen to this program live, just go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast. Click on that, the drop down. You'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. The fastest way, well, not the fastest, but another way is using any search engine that you may use and put in the search babaoshi.net, BABAOSHI.net, babaoshi.net. And once again, programs that are dated and titled. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening. This program, like I said, is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The times they're going to give are Eastern times. And tomorrow, Thursday, from 7 to 8, the Black Liberation Movement, Mississippi on the Move, with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. Mississippi on the Move from 7 to 8. Friday, 8 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard on Friday, 8 p.m. Saturday, from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. Sunday at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses. WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans. Brother Bamani Tayemba is getting ready to take another group of our people on a tour of a lifetime. Yes. His next trip is March 29th. March 29th to April 9th. I got to let to find that. Liberia and Morocco. March 29th to April 9th. July 11th to July 23rd, Ghana. November 21st to December 2nd, Kemet. And then December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azinha. April 1st to April 11th, 2025, Senegal and Gambia. May 24th to June 5th, 2025, Ghana. November 21st to December 1st, Brazil. That's right. Chance to go check out Salvador Bahia.
That might be a bet, man. I always want to check out Salvador Bahia. $4,000. Only $4,000. Man. Too bad he's not going during Mardi Gras, right? Or Carnival in Rio. Because Carnival in Rio, man, I've been there. That's right. Next month, February, Carnival in Rio. You know, go online and check it out for yourself. It's crazy, lovely. In fact, it is spectacle. It is spectacle. When you go into the Samba Drome and they parade down through the middle of the Samba Drome, it is spectacle. The Samba Queens, those sisters, those melanated sisters. You know, it's deep because it appears that it is only at that time to African people, because there's more Africans in Brazil than any country except Nigeria, but it is at that time that they have attention, that they have worth, that they have value, that they have the attention of not just the country, of the world. You know, once it's over, they just prepare for the next year, for that shot of adrenaline, that shot of love. New costumes. Yeah, Brazil. So, that is Brother Bomani. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. And, of course, you can always give my good brother Bomani Tayumba a call at 404-931-9429, 404-931-9429. Africa for the Africans.org. Yeah, Habesha. Habesha Incorporated.org. Of course, they're getting ready for their celebration next month, the 3rd, February 3rd. It's going to be at the Art Exchange. Yeah, that's Brother Kenneth Zaki, where he has the Art Exchange. It's a nice facility. So they're going to have a good time. Okay, Habesha. Helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. And, of course, the Kashi Project, which was established in Ghana, the work that they're doing. And, of course, the Habesha programs here, Habesha Works, Black to Our Roots, Golden Growers, Urban Sustainable Seeds, Urban Green Jobs, the things that they're doing, you know, they deserve to be supported. Ledge Group, Ledge, Land for the Environmental Development of Group Economics, Ledge, the Ledge Group. 12 projects in 6 different countries on the continent with over 170 employed and over 260 members. They deal in the area of human necessity, of human existence, human that is vital to humanity, which is food, water, clothing, and shelter. Brothers and sisters, become a member of the Ledge Group, Ledge, Land for the Environmental Development of Group Economics. TheLedgeGroup.com. Go to TheLedgeGroup.com. Abibiatumi. A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I. Abibiatumi.com. And to commend a new university. Abibiatumi is dedicated to the complete and total liberation of African people in a modern Kemet land, the land of the blacks throughout the black people worldwide from under domination by Eurasians and their anti-African, anti-collaborators. As such, Abibiatumi seeks to reclaim and or recreate systems and tools designed by African people for African, for the benefit of African people, in the interest and complete and total African liberation, self-preservation, self-determination, sovereignty in every area of human activity. Abibiatumi.com. A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. Go to theministerofwellness.com, family. The products that he has, the information that he has. The Minister of Wellness. Make your contributions. He's getting ready to go back to the continent, to Kenya, and look at some of the things he has and the information and some of the seminars. Check out the Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan. Smile Pharmacy, Brother Jabril and him and his wife. Smile Pharmacy, establishing a whole new line of products. Check them out. If you want to give him a call, you can call him at 770-765-7751. 770-765-7751. Smai Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY at gmail.com. Smai Pharmacy. The Moses West Foundation and the work that Moses West is doing, the humanitarian aid, Moses West Foundation, and whatever there's a crisis in water, he'll try to be there to deal with it, you know. And the Moses West accomplishes innovative atmospheric water generators. The AWG family, AWG, atmospheric water generators, on behalf of the Moses West Foundation, they deal in Puerto Rico, Jackson, Mississippi, Flint. You to provide clean drinking water to over 5,000 residents, the AWG contracting director to approval process for the advancement and implementation of industrial atmospheric water generator technology to provide a source of safe, clean drinking water for military forces, disaster emergency response, humanitarian, and sustainability projects. All manufacturing is done in the United States. This is a veteran-owned company. Moses West Foundation and the AWG Contracting are powerhouse for clean, sustainable water systems to provide clean water for all. Clean water for all. Our mission, the Moses West Foundation, is an innovation in the global sustainability guided by the vision of its founder, Brother Moses West, that clean water is a fundamental human right. Our mission is to leverage cutting-edge atmospheric water generators, the AWG technology, to provide essential water access, foster community development, and promote environmental responsibility. Brothers and sisters, the Moses West Foundation. Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar, located in the West End. Wadada's. Yeah, I know. Yes, they have delicious smoothies and fruit drinks and vitality drinks and dry goods like beans and lentils and all kinds of stuff like that. All about the health. With Dada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar, on Saturdays and Sundays, they serve vegan dishes. With Dada's on Ralph Dibbert Abernathy. If you want to give them a call at 404-444-1635. That's 404-444-1635. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Mama Nia, please check her out. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. 404-346-3263. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, gift certificates, T-shirts, figurines, and so much more. Mama Nia in the Greenbrier Mall. The Medu Bookstore, of course, Medu stands for writings. And, you know, it's part of the word, the medu nature, which is the Greeks called hieroglyphs. So the Kemetic word is the medu nature, the writings of the gods. Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar located in Lithonia, east of Atlanta, right off of I-20. Take I-20 east going to Augusta. Take the exit 74, make a left, and you're going east, and now you make a left, you're going north for about a mile, and on the left will be the Black Dot Cultural Center Bookstore and Coffee Bar. Brother Gazimde Ajamu, he has all kinds of stuff. But he got books, T-shirts, the red, black, and green shoes, I mean, you name it, he's got it going on. Health products and so forth, coffee. Tea. Yeah. Give Brother Gazimi Ajamu a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. There is light in the black dot. Jump back in your ride. Head back in the other direction. Now you're going south. And if you're going south and you make a left onto I-20, the next exit is exit 75. Take exit 75. Make a right. Three lights, make another right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market. Had a good time this past Kwanzaa season. Mama Nabantu did a good job, and Brother and Brother Sajifo from Timbuktu Art Gallery and Jewelry and everything like that. A good job organizing, so it turned out really well. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for Our People in the Spirit of Ujamaa, every Thursday night, tomorrow night. The Thursday night broadcast is on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/ULU. But if you want to call to listen, and if you, or if you got questions, comments, or concerns, dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for Our People. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop located in Macon, Georgia, 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon, Georgia. Brother Bija, he's got holistic health and beauty products, oils, incense, CDs, DVDs, literature, books, jewelry, furniture, clothing, you name it, he's got it. He even has a vegan restaurant on the premise, brother. I'm telling you, it's a one-stop shop, that's for sure. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop. In fact, give him a call. Give Brother Bija a call at 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. Sun God Essential, one-stop natural shop located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. Inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. That's booth 225. That's where you'll see my good sister, Shelly Amundset. Give her a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop. Brothers and sisters, go online and check out Sister Gabby Aurelia and the things that Sister Gabby's doing with the children in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. Sanjay Dash Haiti, SONJAYITI.org, SONJAY-HAIITI.org, Sister Gabby Aurelia. Okay, getting over here to the Inyasa Sim of Daily Revolutionary Thought, Mama Barudi and Mama Yabarudi and Baba Barudi. Dear friends, good people, the great work that they do, they are fantastic. They deserve to be supported. Of course, they have been educating young warriors. I think Akaben Institute has been in existence like almost 15, 20 years. I'm not sure. I'll get the exact dates. But believe me, they are beautiful people, and they deserve to be supported. So if you want to, you know, do something positive, yeah, donate to Akaben Institute. You can do it through PayPal, yabarudi.com. You can do it through Cash App. $ Yah, YAA, the letter M, and then Barudi, B-A-R-U-T-I. Okay. And, of course, the Inyah Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. January 23rd. Work on your reputation until it is established. When it is established, it will work for you. Tunisian proverb. Let me say something about that before I read Baba Rudy's great narratives. I don't have any money. I always say that. But what I do have is my name, which is, of course, my reputation. And if you would go to Milwaukee and you would ask people about Baba Oshi or Brother Oshi, and they will tell you such. The same thing here in our community here in Atlanta. Because I try desperately to be a man of my word, to have integrity, to have honesty. I remember when I first started working with young people, and this young lady at this one school smiled at me and so forth, and I said to myself, man, what if I make a charge at that? What if I'm busted? What if she gets pregnant? What if this or this or that happened? Then I would be a hypocrite. And everything that I would try to do to work with young people, you know, I couldn't do it because I'm a hypocrite. I'm a liar. Don't go there. Be true. And so I dedicated my life to making the change in our people that we need. And that's why I do this program every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's my contribution to the mind-altering, the mind-changing things that we need to be independent, self-determining, liberated, and sovereign. That's right. The motto of this program is Pan-Africanism or perish, unify or die. January 23rd, work on your reputation until it is established. And once it is established, it will work for you. Those doing the least amount of work toward liberating, empowering, and making African people sovereign are doing the most talking about what others are not doing or what they ignorantly perceive as contradictions in their work. The reputations of far too many claiming frontline membership have come to be built on idle, self-serving, counterproductive chatter, not concrete community-elevating, nation-building action. This must change. The balance must tip toward quiet, though not speechless, workers. For one's reputation is not found in words, at least not for warriors. And what they have done foretells what they are bound to do. The best are the best because they have long strived to be the best. We see them coming, eagerly awaiting their arrival because of their quality of service they have already given the people. Certainly they have flaws. Errors among them is inevitable because they are human. But the beauty that they have brought to our lives before the errors greatly outweighs the impact their personal struggles have on us. We know them through their reputations. We know them through the evidence of their work. I say, affirm, my reputation is well established. Affirm, my reputation is well established. Brothers and sisters, is your reputation well established? And all you got to do is be true to your word, to be a man and a woman of your word, and exemplify that. Love African people. January 24th. There is far more honor in dying like a free man than living like a slave. T. Thomas Forton. Many inquiring minds seriously want to know how we reach this new era of spiritual, social, and cultural pacification. They should know that it has been a long, treacherous journey and torturous journey. It took us through the frigid, barren caves of Urugu's mind, an insanity-inducing process which birthed us as a disconnected, deformed, ignoble beings imprisoned in this decrepit Western reality. What they have done to African people is unforgivable. Urugu knows this and desperately, delusionally runs from the consequences of their evil genius through a manufactured, directionless, desanitized, sterile, endless progress. The funny thing is that because they have not yet been persecuted, because they still have done more than most and walk to earth fairly unhindered, they have actually come to believe that they have gotten away with genocide. They have utterly convinced themselves that they have meaningfully and permanently disconnected us, the rightful inheritors of a divine righteous rage from ancestral memory. Equally important, they had bet their white supremacist aspirations on their science, their military, and God being craftier than universal karma. Urugu cannot stop what is coming. They do not want to stop it, for they actually believe that they can escape everything. Therefore, as long as they rule, they will continue doing as they do because chaos is their only stable reality. And because menticide limits broken minds to the most wretched, useless definitions of power, as something existing outside of themselves and the sole possession of their enemies. Many of us foolishly believe likewise, and those of us who do will suffer accordingly. That's right. Affirm, I will not die as a slave. Affirm, I will not die as a slave. The Inyas, the Sim of daily revolutionary thought. Man, that's beautiful. The Inyas, the Sim of daily revolutionary thought. Yeah. Let me tell you what happened, family. Man, I had some stuff I wanted to play, and this technology sometimes baffles me. I have it, then next thing you know, I go back to it, I don't have it. You know, I'm so upset. Believe me, I am extremely upset, because I had a thing that I wanted to play and discuss. Yeah. And now I don't have it. I'm going to play some stuff, of course, you know. I always find stuff to play. In fact, that's what this whole program is going to be about today, the things that people send me, you know, because people be sending some really good stuff. They really do. And I appreciate that, you know. Yeah. I really do. I appreciate it. But this is one I want to play. There were many. In fact, you know, Doc Rivers is finalizing an agreement to become the next coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Wow. Yeah, they got rid of the brother. I got a feeling they were going to get rid of him the way things were looking. I'm serious. You know, sometimes you watching the games and you see how the coaches and how things are being perceived, and then the things that are being said, you know, and the reality. The reality is that the Bucks are at the bottom in defense. In fact, when Budenholzer was the coach, even when they were knocked out of the playoffs, they were one of the top teams in defense. So, and when they won, it was their defense. Well, also, too, the fact that Kevin Garnett's, you know, should have had a size 13 and a half shoe instead of 14. Because he had a 14, that other inch or so was on the line. And his shot that he made is not a three, it was a two. And of course the Bucks won, and they beat the Suns, which of course was cool, which was ironic because the Suns and the Bucks came in together. The Suns and the Bucks were two expansion teams that came in together, and they had at the end of the season a coin toss to see who would get the number one draft choice. And of course the number one draft choice was going to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was still Lou Alcindor at the time. And the Bucks won the coin toss. The Bucks chose Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and the Phoenix Suns chose Neil Walk. Yeah. And of course the rest is history. And then of course they met in the finals in 2021. They met in the finals. 50 years after the first, they won in 1971. They won in 1971 because of Lou Alcindor and Oscar Robertson, the great Oscar Robertson. And they swept the Baltimore Bullets, Earl the Pearl Monroe. And Gus Honeycomb Johnson. Gus Johnson. Boy, he's tough. Jack Maron and Kevin Lockery. Yeah. Yep. They swept them. And so now the Bucks have a new coach, Doc Rivers. And we'll see what happens, of course. That's all we can do is just see what happens. Yeah. So I'm gonna play this particular piece. I hope that you will enjoy the piece. Yeah. Check this out.
First things first, no country on earth is free. Not one. Next, which country has the most people in prison currently?
America.
Which country has the highest percentage of its population in prison in history?
America.
Which country has the most laws?
I don't know that one.
America. So when you talk about the land of the free, what they're actually saying is, we've built a society based on freedom. Of course there is no freedom, because true freedom is anarchy. So I'm not even advocating for it. You look at Russia. All Russians respect Russia. They all respect the Russian flag. They respect the Russian identity. You can be Christian, you can be Muslim, but we are Russians. And when they're attacked externally, they unify as a Russian people. America doesn't have that. Half America hates the flag. They've turned the colors against each other. They've turned the religions against each other. They've turned the political parties against each other. Nothing unifies America besides the illusion of freedom. So, when you have the most controlled nation on earth with the most laws and the most people in jail, and the only thing that's preventing absolute anarchy and unifying the people is the illusion of freedom, how do you do that? What you do is you make sure that nobody's free to do anything important, like speak about important issues, but you allow people to be free to do dumb shit.
And they like dumb. That's right. Man, that was a good piece. Because that's the truth. That's America. The illusion. America is a society of the illusion, the dream. I remember Donna Summers, the land of the dream. You know. And as I listened to that song, and Donna Summers, of course, was hot back then in the disco time. The land of the dream. Yeah. The illusion. And the fact that sometime in an illusion, it's a nightmare. And for many of our people, people who have risked their lives trying to come here for the opportunities of participating in this illusion, you know, it was not good for them. Not good for them at all. The struggle. Let me get some folks in there to help me out with this conversation. Like I said, maybe at the break I'll try to find some of the things that we're going to talk about today. But we'll, you know, it's always our opportunity to discuss things. You know, we may even talk about the election. Brother Irv, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Oshi. How are you?
I am well today. What about you, my friend?
Man, I'm always in a good mood to hear your voice, brother, because like an old friend of mine told me once, he said that from 0 to 40 is a plus, but from 40 to the rest of the way is a minus. And when I didn't understand that, but what he meant was you meet people from the time you're born to the time you're 40. But then once you get 40, people start falling off.
Yeah.
You know, people start falling off, and it affects you. Every time someone becomes an ancestor, it affects you.
Yeah.
It affects how you move. And I think that's why elders move so different than any other people, because an elder has seen their friends talking and then seen their friends move on to an ancestor. So it changes you. Baba Oshi, these Caucasians don't have a new playbook, my brother. It's the same. They do the same things over and over again. And because we've been able to remember things, it's not new. There's nothing new about what's going on in this politics game, my brother. This girl, Nikki Haley, lost by a few votes to Trump. So now she's going to start winning some of these primaries. She may win quite a few. And she's the alternative to Trump, who one lady said, and listen, if you listen to Arugu, said Trump is our savior. So now they're wrapping Trump in their religion, the same way that the Klan wrapped the flag around the Bible or around the cross. And therein lies the confusion. Because once you wrap religion around anything, there's no need for justification. There's no need for logic. Because now we're living off of a blurred faith. And what is faith? You believe blindly because it's your faith.
Right.
So and that's the there's and no therein evidence. Lies.
There's no evidence. There's nothing physically substantiate anything. It's just your faith. Your
that's
belief.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because I said it. Because it's written.
Yeah.
And you know, the homosexual that wrote the Bible, that translated the Bible.
Yeah. King James.
He had some issues himself.
Yeah. King James.
But I heard Cornel West say, Jesus never said anything about homosexuality because it wasn't important to him. That's what Cornel West said. Because you understand that people speak so that they can have the most amount of people follow them. So you speak generically. They don't speak specifically. I'm waiting. I was listening to a conference online, the State of the Black Union, some bullshit with a bunch of Al Sharptons and a whole bunch of folk on there. And I was waiting for somebody to call themselves an African. But no one called themselves an African.
Right.
Everybody, they looked the part. They had the Afro. It said black this. It was mostly all black people in the audience. But and T.D. Jakes was there. Eddie Long was there. All the gay people was there. But my point is, they all were there, but no one would call themselves an African.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, they were black. But they were all trying to make the system work. And the system is not geared for them to be a part of it. But they're gonna make these white, I'm gonna make you love me, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm gonna stay, and if it kills me, and I'm gonna teach my children to make you love me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, and in doing that, that imprisons you, my brother.
Yeah.
That imprisons, because you won't listen to a Baba that comes on and tells you about your history, about your heritage. Africa ain't poor.
No.
Africa ain't starving.
No.
They got food. They don't need you to come over there and give them 10 cents a day. What are you talking about? Nobody pushes back on that because you own no media. When you own no media, your narrative is told by someone else. That's why you keep seeing these movies that come out, Rwanda and all these other things. Those are backed by white people. White people are telling your story, and they're going to keep telling your story. They're going to come out with the Luther Vandross movie.
They
and
are?
It's gonna be,
is that
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I read that, yeah, Luther Vandross. Oh, you're going to hear some good music, and you're going to see them play this homosexual piece about him and all these other to put things in your mind. But we aren't going to see all that. All we're going to see is the music, you know, like Color Purple. Oh, the singing was so beautiful. What was the storyline? Was it a lesbian storyline? Was there any strong black men in the movie? What was the story? Like, I was listening to that thing really quickly, or that thing on the internet about the State of the Union, and the black lady stood up and said, well, women, you don't let women preach in the church, and we can preach. We don't need nobody to tell us we can preach in the church. That's what the lady said. She was a scholar.
Mm-hmm.
So what she and what I heard and what most black women heard was, and I can say for black women because they hear what they want to hear, I hear what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They heard, I don't need no man. You know, Baba Oshie, when a woman gets some money, she don't need no man. And when a man gets some money, he want all the women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that's the mindset of materialism. Because the guy said, the one preacher on there said, well, my Bentley shouldn't be the only Bentley out in the parking lot. Everybody should have a Bentley. Where that church at?
Yeah.
It was Papa Oshie. They were saying some of the most ignorant stuff in the world. And people in the audience were just flying on every word. Because it was a Tavis Smiley was telling his little jokes and kikiing and hee-heeing. But, you know, everybody paid to get in there, brother. This wasn't a free event.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was paid. And they had their sponsors.
Yeah.
Because don't look at the show.
That's the interesting thing, man, that, you know, which bothered me some years ago when I would attend these big conventions by big organizations such as the NAACP, 100 Black Men, and so forth and so on. They had a virtual who's who of corporate sponsorship. And yet you still had to pay a $200-$300 sometimes, in the case of 100 black men, $400-$500 back then. This is years ago, a couple of decades ago, you know, a registration fee. And I'm like, damn, you know.
And Baba Oshi, therein lies the hustle. Mm-hmm. That's the hustle. When you see the people at the organization that's getting free rooms, you know, where they comped us a room. That's the hustle.
Yeah.
That's the, and are we, what are we doing it for? Are we doing it to hustle? Are we trying to make money off of it? Or are we trying to help? Oh, you just like a politician. Because there's two different politicians. One is a statesman, and one is a politician entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. One is trying to keep run again, and the other one's trying to help the people. And that's why Martin Luther King was so dangerous. We may not have liked what he did. I don't agree with this whole integration BS. I think we were stronger. I don't think Jackie Robinson did us a favor. I think he shut down the Negro Leagues single-handedly, and he let them do it. But I do like the part about King that I heard, and I don't know if it's true, that he got the Nobel Peace Prize, and he gave that money away. Abernathy said, man, keep this money, because, you know, he's a cornbread preacher, God bless his soul. But King said, no. Put the money in the organization, in the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the ones in the priest pastors in the North didn't even get along with them country bumpkins down there.
Yeah.
They didn't agree with that. Up north in Milwaukee, they wanted to fight the police.
Yeah.
Down south, we can love them to death. But in loving Urugu, you get your head busted.
I swear you get, do.
I mean, that's John Lewis couldn't even talk before he died. He got hit in the head so many times. I'm not using sacrificing my body. It was easy for them to integrate a lunch counter, but it's very hard to level the playing field. And that's what they're not going to do, the Urugu. So you have to make them do it. Mm-hmm. And that's where we need to be. We need to circle the wagons as a people, circle the wagons, and move in lockstep. I didn't say we all have to think the same way. We just have to have a core belief that what we want to do is to liberate our people. We want to be liberated. We want to be able to be self-determinant.
Yes.
That has to be our core belief. Now, how we get there, we can work on that. But as long as we got that core belief, it's just like you and your relationship with a woman. As long as she knows that you got her back, she can do anything. As long as I know you got my back. If I pass out right now and wake up, is my wallet going to still be in my pocket? Because you made sure nobody took my damn money.
That's
my boo. That's how that, and that's how,
right.
And my brother's in trouble, I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that. And I'm not really trying to say a bunch of cliches and rhyming words. What I'm trying to do is get my people to understand that if we don't move now, I'm not here to tell you what we've done wrong. We already know that. But we have to have a mindset, and we learn through repetition. So that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, turn on this radio show, and we will give you your marching instructions for the rest of the week. Huh?
That's
because
right.
If you don't get them from me, you're going to get them from CNN. Come on now. If you don't get them from me, you're going to get them from MSDNC. I mean, MSAB, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're going to get it from them. So my point is, keep listening to this show. If anyone is listening to me, and I know they are, keep listening to this show. Keep making choices for yourself. You are smart. You're not stupid. Think it out for yourself. If it's not making sense, call in and show me where Baba Oshi's wrong. Push back on Brother Herb Lewis and tell him that he's way out there talking some unity stuff. You know, you don't have to. You can be unity without uniformity.
That's right.
Come on now. So, Baba Oshi, I think the show is – and I turn into the show and I'm – praising it, because I don't see another show like this. I see other shows that are doing things, and I believe that we all really need to get together, but I don't want just to get together just to be getting together. Let's have a purpose. Let's have a purpose, and that's why I love Time for an Awakening.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's have a purpose, the bottom line. Let's have a purpose.
Have a purpose. Do it for a purpose.
Yeah.
If you party for a purpose with Tom Joyner, then why can't we fight for our liberation?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we all come together and let this Urugu know? Because Africa's waking up. As a matter of fact, Africa's awake. They're woke. They've already waken up. They're already saying, you got Burkina Faso and Chad said they're going to put sanctions on the United States. This is the first time ever that any African anything has put sanctions on the United States. Mm-hmm. Do you know what?
Do you know the other way around? Well, the thing is, the idea that somebody will put sanctions on the United States, that can't be real because I'm the superpower, you know. But I can put sanctions on you just because I can put sanctions, I can put blockades, embargoes, anything I want to do. You know, I can destabilize your country. I can go kill your leadership, which has been done when you didn't accept the jab, when you didn't accept homosexuality, when you didn't accept anything that I was presenting to you. You know, I destabilized you. I killed your leadership. I imposed puppet leadership, neocolonialists, all of these things, you know, and probably the most fearful thing, you know, for these Caucasians is the unification of Africa.
That's correct.
That's just like this cat I've been trying to direct our people to listen to and hope you had a chance to when you go to YouTube, put in Howard Nichols. And Howard Nichols,
oh, yeah, I heard that.
That cracker will get up there and say that, man. I mean, I remember the first time I heard it about, I don't know, so many years ago, but probably 7-8 years ago. And I just wanted to jump through there and just whoop his ass, you know, just wanted to beat the shit out of it because he was so arrogant and so matter of fact about the fact that, no, we must keep Africa poor. Africa must be poor. They must keep flies on their face. They must not be able to produce anything. All the resources they have, we want those resources for ourselves, and we want them, in fact, we want them free, but if we got to pay a couple pennies for them, so be it. But we're claiming them as ours. I tell that, you, that, man.
That hurts for me to hear you say that. Yeah. It hurts me to hear you say that. But see, the white, Irugu is so conniving and so cunning. He tells the black people in Africa that you're independent. You have the colonizer never left Africa. They never left. If you're independent, why is Shell gas station still in Senegal?
Right.
Why is Exxon still? The colonizer may have left, made you independent, but he kept his companies there. They're still there, so you're still colonized.
Right, you're not, because it's a quasi kind of thing, you know, that they have going on. So, but listen,
really quickly, Baba Oshie, what I was thinking was what they want you to believe is that you're independent. So by being independent, I need you not to talk to these other African so-called countries.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you talk to them, then you all come together.
Right.
I need y'all to be separate and fight each other. And
exactly.
That's why we have these puppet leaders in, so that they can keep you separate from those up, because those other countries.
That's why you've heard 54 sovereign nations on the continent of Africa. That's bullshit. They're not sovereign. That's for damn sure. They're separate for sure, and they're interdependent on Urugu.
That's correct.
You know,
he never left.
No,
he never. The colonizer never left Africa. That's why they're using white products from white companies, because he never effing left.
And now, because
the young Africans are understanding that they're being played, now he has to come a different way.
Yeah.
And he tried, because they pushed back on this homosexuality, because it doesn't really make sense to the laborer. I mean, if you can't reproduce another child, I don't need to be a brain surgeon to understand it. Doing somebody in the booty ain't gonna get him pregnant. I don't need you to explain that to me, Baba Oshie. You can't explain. And like the one priest, I just read the story about the guy who worked in a Christian school got fired because he told the children that you can't change your sex. And they said, yes, you can. How? How do you change your sex? You can change. You can have 1,000 genders, but you can't change your sex, Baba Oshie. You can't unless you open up and put ovaries in. And even that still makes you a man with ovaries. Doesn't make you a woman. You can't change your sex. It's impossible. And they need to say it. They need to say it to the children. But then again, they need to stop talking about Santa Claus, too, so we can keep going with the lies. Because the first lie you heard was from your parents.
Yeah.
Do you know that bunny rabbit that lays them chocolate eggs?
The whole society is based and built upon lies.
That's coming.
More lies.
That's coming. Oh, come on. You know, and we can't go to Jesus Christ's grave because he went up and he came out.
Right.
He wrote, okay. But well, he don't have no grave? No, no. He don't have no
well,
grave.
That's the thing about that. You know, all of those people in that book, mm-hmm. nobody has ever found historical of anything about them. It's all based upon lies. Here
correct.
In ancient Kemet, you can go and see the tombs. You can see mummies.
Yes.
And you can test them out scientifically. You can read the Medu Netra or what the Greeks call the hieroglyphs to show that this is what it is. But in this biblical sense, all of this stuff, you can't find Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Where were they buried? Who are they? Where did they live? You can't find that. Even the thing on Jesus, when you go into Kemet, there was supposedly a place where he, and that's what they say too, supposedly. Because mm-hmm. the reality is that it is not historical. None of it is historical. Mm-hmm. It is all based on your belief. Mm-hmm. It's all based upon do you believe this? And of course, we as African people have been the most believing ass people there is. You know,
oh my God.
When you go to the continent, you see the theology, all of them, the Judaism, the Christianity, the Islam, and of course, African spiritualities that have been corrupted, you know. So, yeah, I'm up against that time, my dear brother. You just hold on.
Oh,
so I'm gonna,
yeah, it's 12 okay. o'clock. I'm going to hold on. Go ahead, my brother.
Okay, all right. I got a good piece I want to play for you today. And that good piece is, I tell you. That good piece is Jocelyn Brown. Jocelyn Brown's piece. Everybody, somebody else's guy. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us, okay?
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie. On Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
I'm You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're listening to African Perspective. Joycelyn Brown, man. Joycelyn Brown. Somebody Else's Guy, 1984. That's right, 1984. Great, great cut, wasn't it? Yeah. I was partying back then. Yeah, remember that well. Brother Irv, what's up, man?
Bro, that was brought back memories.
I know, I'm telling you, man. That's back when
I used to say, I'm the man. Dude, I was acting out all night, bro, like a damn fool.
For real, I tell you.
Sleep? Sleep? What I need sleep for?
For real, who
needs sleep for? Sleep for what? I'm going to miss something.
Where's the next set?
Yeah. What y'all doing? We did something Friday. What we doing Saturday?
Yeah.
I'm up eating breakfast. I've been out all night. We go get breakfast. Thinking I'm doing something, bro. Shoot. But like the guy said, what I used to do all night, now it takes me all night to do.
Yeah.
But it was good times, man. I got through it and I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, when you become a man, you put childish toys away.
That's right. That's
you put what the you, cho- do. You put them away. And for
do.
Those who don't put them away, they look foolish. They look very foolish. Mm-hmm. When you live this long, Baba Oshi, you should learn a thing or two or three because you've seen a thing or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you haven't read, you've seen some things. You know, so no, that's it. And you know, Arugu, we keep saying he playing chess. He ain't no smarter than you. Stop with that foolishness. Mm-hmm. You know, he know what you gonna do. He don't know nothing.
He don't know.
You're giving him
thing.
Too much. Come on, Baba Oshi.
Yeah.
I like that song, Jocelyn. That was
oh,
good
I love
one.
That song,
pick.
Man. It's great.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Let me hit y'all up with this piece here, brother. Hold on. We all know the fables. I mean, of course, if we understand fables, they're African. They came out of Africa, although the Greeks have claimed them, like Aesop. Aesop was African, you know. Anansi the Spider. There was a series with Orlando Jones. Orlando Jones played in Drumline. He was the music director in the movie, Orlando Jones. I'm probably seeing a few other things. And he got fired from a piece. But he played a series of Anansi the Spider, speaking truth. I mean, serious truth. And there's a series of them. Let me see if I can play this one for us. And then I'm going to do a piece. I found it that I was looking for. So hold on. Anansi the Spider, Orlando Jones.
It was no. Freedom ain't free. They know the most potent weapon of control for the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. They know slavery is not a condition. Slavery is a cult. Human trafficking is a cult. Slavery got a rebrand like motherfucking the alt-right. And snatched. Another one gone. Every 30 seconds, another chocolate brown, caramel yellow, high yellow, red bone refugee girl with melanin in her skin gets snatched. Every 30 seconds. And to make matters worse, these dazzling new plantation owners built a pipeline to take our children from school to prison quicker than a cut can bleed. And the lucky ones go from school to the NFL, where they don't even let them niggas take a knee. They've been programmed from birth with shitty food options, contaminated drinking water, gun violence, police brutality, and trauma after trauma after trauma.
Trauma after trauma after trauma. Yeah. That was a series that the brother did, Brother Lando Jones. Anansi, if you can remember Anansi the Spider. But I got a piece that I want to lay on you. It's biology. It's called adaptation. And this brother, Brother Ma'at Kilimanjaro, writes a series that I liked his brother Dika, T-D-K-A, Ma'at Kilimanjaro. The brother has been putting some serious stuff out there. But I want to read this particular piece. When you see I thought was a leaf. It was actually a caterpillar, but the whole thing just looked just, it was a leaf. It was wrapped in the whole thing, you know. In biology, it's called adaptation. You adapt to the situation. Everything that lives on the planet wants to continue to live. Otherwise, if you do not adapt, you die.
So you find ways to adapt, or you find ways to get stronger or to be more resistant. In biology, it's called adaptation, an insect adapting itself to look just like a leaf, a plant, and vice versa. It's called adaptation in the scientific world. It is real. Others will say a great big white man in the cosmic sky, you know, bellhop in the sky, set up there and put legs on a leaf. Or a desert no man conjured mythical men in the sky, made it. I'm talking about Muhammad. However, elementary evolutionary biology developed to the levels of modern DNA genome sequencing proves that to be an infantile level of thought, childlike grown folk. And yet, due to known its illisms, most African folk this backwards never gets to know or how of this. And this is African leadership, minds in a stone age. And when you wonder why these same African folk, the vast majority, are mopped up and kicked around in the world, billions, you can't be less. You can't be last in the world in science and first in this stupid fairy tale made up myths of enslavers and win. So losing is certain everywhere. That's why the continent is so messed up. Everywhere. Ask China how they got to speed up. No God, no Allah, no Yahweh. Can't care less about silly white stone age myths. No enslaver, no garbage, no stupid leaders crawling around preaching prayer. Now they are first in the world. Yeah, they got some serious problems in China, especially for those who are on the fringe or on the outside. They've got some serious enslavement. And now, too, particularly even more so, because a lot of the economy is, you know, fragmented. But that's China. They'll figure that shit out for themselves. I ain't talking about China. I'm talking about us. No stupid leaders crawling around preaching prayers. Number one in engineers, architects, applied sciences, satellite technology, manufacturing engineers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, can build anything they want and need anywhere on the planet. And African folks globally are just the opposite. Mythical, unable to create anything of modern complexity from scratch. Now, you and I know, if you watch the internet, it is true sometimes. When you go to Facebook, they'll show an African. Just like that brother in Zimbabwe. The brother in Zimbabwe was real, what he created. And that they tried to kill him. Can't run, develop a car, run down water. Or any other manufacturing marvel that we can come up with that would challenge, you know, the money-making capabilities of Urugu. They don't want that. Manufacture a computer from scratch, making all the parts, a car, a satellite, a rocket, an airplane, a high-speed train, a dam, anything. This is why we sat. This is why we say, get humble and get to work. China did it 70 years ago. Just a lifetime, 70 years. I know this is a lifetime when they say the Bible, and that's where I am, 70. You are promised 70. 70 is 20 years. 70 is 60. And 10, 70 years. So I'm living on borrowed time. Huh? So yeah. Whatever amount of time I have, family, it's my devotion to us getting out of this madness. We once built everything from scratch in the Nile Valley. Everything. Socialization and social systems are also adaptive. Got to clear up something in regards to economic systems. So-called race, class, culture, and an infinite white supremacy talk has a reason for everything. Infantile. White supremacy talk. Just read somewhere that capitalism, Caucasian, European Caucasian supremacy, racism and privilege, white supremacy. So if Caucasians were not around, there would be no capitalism. No capitalism in contents is not a subjective white construct. Asked another way, was there an ideology of white supremacy among backward whites in what became ancient Greece during the times Africans were building pyramids with science, engineering, mathematics, advanced architecture, and technology for that time? 4,500, almost 5,000 years ago? No. They had no material basis to claim or even imagine white supremacy because they were obviously behind the Africans in every area of civilization. You can't form your mouth to be supreme to someone when you are in absolute last place. So white supremacy is tied to technological, material culture, and military superiority. Primitive communalism is not race created. All populations had it. Ancient slavery is not race created. All populations have it. Chiefdoms are not race created. All populations have them. Feudalism is not race created. Neither is capitalism, which grew directly out of the industrialization of manufacturing, construction, mining, and agriculture. Industrial revolution owned by a ruling bourgeoisie class reflective of what means of production. Capitalism takes the form of a ruling race and culture, your white supremacy. By the content is waged labor tied to commodity production, producing surplus value that the capitalists keep as profit in a time of industrial revolution. Skin color is nothing but adaptation to climate over tens of thousands of years. No race hierarchy can be attached to it. You aren't smart because you're white. You're ahead because you have material access and resources to qualify and quantify through white supremacy based out in the private schools and public schools selectively funded, like private schools for whites and others, favored Asians and near whites. This is a systematic process. If it does not matter, then imprison white if it does not matter, then imprison white private schoolers in those ghetto schools from K to 12 without resources. Teach them the semi-religious anti-science brew taught in those rundown black schools. Put the blacks in funded wealthy private schools with their own African curriculum founded on the world's best science with Kemet at the base of its culture instead of Greek fabrications. Racial history will in time be inverted. It will adapt. Black folks must understand race, class, and culture. Clarence Thomas is black. He is also near the Nazi parties and ideology and political views. Because he is black does not mean he sides with blacks. He has a class position in a society, and he reflects it. There are no two fairies. The stork does not bring babies. The president is not a good man because he is black. A ruling class rules such society. In the U.S. and most other nations, there is always a ruling class, a population, and a ruling culture. There's also a ruling sex or gender. Look at the U.S. Senate, the House, judgeships, Fortune 500 leadership, everything run exclusively by who? That's right, Urugu men, by Caucasian men. They wield state power and control weapons of mass destruction. These are the things we must teach and tell our children. This is from a book from University of Kemet. And where you see an insect, just like I said, that one caterpillar that looked like a leaf, this is an insect that looks just like a cut leaf, because it has to adapt. Everything has to adapt. Caller, good Good afternoon. Good afternoon, caller.
Yeah, what's up? Oh, I just got an opportunity to turn you on. How are you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing well, Jay. What about you, my friend?
Hey, man, you know, I can't call it other than, you know, it is what it is, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I'm just observing the Negro doing what he do. That's all, bro.
Yeah.
Just what's wrong. What is your discussion today?
Well, it's a variety of things. I've found some things that people send me, and I was sending those back to our listeners for thanking you for sending me information and having some discussion on it. My brother Irv, of course, was on point, and a few others have called in, and you, all of them on point. I got to get to Brother Lusk, Brother Ted Lusk out there in Alabama.
I was seeing one of the sunken place.
The sunken place.
Toby's.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you saw the sunken place Toby Tim Scott yesterday.
No, but he is pathetic. He is ridiculous. Hey, you remember that movie, Jay? The Drop Squad?
Oh, of course. You know, I'm a component of the
right,
South African
burning tie. Right, you are.
I firmly believe it needs to be brought to America.
Yes, sir. If any Negro deserves a burning necktie, that Negro deserves a burning necktie.
I mean,
with his mush mouth.
What killed me?
Jay, hold on. You got to keep that point. Because with his mush mouth looking ass, don't he look like that character
from
The Cosby Kid?
He symbols mush mouth in every way, shape, or form. Now, the thing that killed me is, you know, he's getting on his bended knees to become the vice president. So, you know, he went out there and did the ultimate thing. Because I think he's a monkey man, twisted sister.
You don't think he's going to marry that white woman? He's just marrying that white woman for the appearance of it. He's going to marry a white woman. Yeah, of course.
My sisters for not going along with that foolishness.
Yep.
He went out there and got him a Becky and a Karen to present to America that he is the Toby that he is. And the thing is, you know, I don't like men like him who are homosexuals and don't want to come out and just say, I am a homosexual, a Toby, a footstool, a flunky, a donkey, please accept me. You know, just come on out and be accepted. And white folks going to love you regardless because you do your beckoning calling for them on the most highest level. And you know what's so crazy is Haley was the one who appointed him as a senator. And here it is. He goes and betray her for the biggest clown in America, the cult leader.
Mm-hmm.
I really in amazement, and this is why I really, you know, have to step away from it in a sense. I don't understand, other than the fact that I know America is America, how they allow Fredo to get them under the Jim Jones spell that they have been able to do. I don't understand it. It absolutely, in a sense, is mind-boggling because the man, every time he speaks or give a speech, he's lying about something. It's absolutely mind-boggling how the American people, but then again, you know, in all honesty, Oshie, it just goes to show how stupid white folks are.
How
gullible. White folks are really stupid.
Yeah, how gullible they are. They really are.
Yeah, because this is something that I saw on Instagram, and I was like, I wasn't surprised. They had like maybe 7 or 8 people. They asked these white folks, must have been in the age of from 40 to 60, about the Civil War, and none of them dumb devils could tell you anything about the Civil War and what it was fought over. I mean, that, and this is a great deal of white folks. Mm-hmm. It's not just them, but most of his backers could not tell you anything about the Civil War, what it was for, mm-hmm. and how it pertains to them and the relevancy of it today. And that's about, you know, to be honest with you, most things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's really sad because the thing is, most of the white trash, he hurts. He doesn't hurt certain white folks. The white folks that don't vote for him, he ain't really hurting them. He's hurting the people that vote for him. That's the amazing thing about it when you look at it from a socioeconomic perspective. You know? But the thing is this, though. The Democratic Party will lose because you know what the Democratic Party don't do? And I've noticed this. They don't take none of the advice that they get from black folks.
Because they're run by white folks.
And they always looking for black folks to save them.
Right.
That's the crazy thing. Whatever you say about Roland Martin, the one thing I will agree with him is that when he talks about what the Democratic Party needs to do to bring out black folks and to widen the electric and the manner in which to bring out a base of people, the man is on point. Now, some of his other things I could agree and disagree, but that's one thing about this political thing. When he's talking about what needs to do to bring out votes with what happened in Michigan with Clinton and Pennsylvania with Clinton back in the day, blah, 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 won't happen. And how you get black people out to vote and do the necessary things to organize so that these clowns could win. If they listen to him and the black pollsters, you know, they would be in a much better position. But their racism and their whiteness of thinking they know everything, that's why they won't win. And Lord knows, if Trump get back in office, like I say, Project 2025 is going to be the total end and destruction to this country. And I don't care.
Yeah, I want to do more research on 25 as the election approaches. And usually I don't too much deal with the election, but to me, I got to this time. I got to let the brothers and sisters and get their say and understand of how this thing is jumping off.
Because the thing Hold on, Jay.
I need to get this out because my contention is that the election is going to go forward. All of the four big indictments, the 90-something charge, all of that shit is not going to happen. They will not prevent Donald Trump from getting on the ballot. The bottom line is that the only way you can prevent Donald Trump is you vote against him. They're going to allow the election to
go.
Huh?
Or dirt nap.
Yeah. That's the only way. Because the votes got to go through because of the perception that the judiciary would prevent him, particularly the Supreme Court, which, of course, he helped stack, would do that. No, the election. And so now, in the election portion, Biden has to keep Kamala Harris. He can't bring any other vice president on to run with him, no matter what. He has to keep her because the biggest voting block for the Democrats is, and the most loyal voting block is American African women. And she can deliver that along with her, how vital. You were great back in 2000, but you need to even be greater in 2024 because we need more of you and more of you to come out, you know, to support this this ticket and this agenda. And the reality is there have been some positive things that they have done, the Democrats, especially financially, you know. But none of that means anything because the Trump
it's
people.
It's whiteness, Oshie.
It's whiteness?
It, Yes, yeah. It's protecting the interests of whiteness and trying to keep a hold on the country's structure of white dominance, because, you know, there's this talk about, which is true, minorities being the bigger of the population. Yeah. But I always try to point out, shit, South Africans are, you know, the biggest in South Africa.
They never have.
They don't control shit.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the
And they still run it.
Yeah.
And
Why
they still run
they have Barack Obama?
Yeah. And they
Why
still
do you
run
they
it.
They got Negroes like Tim Scott and the rest of them. Right. And then the classism that's so crazy is, look at who they're uplifting into power position. Not African Americans, not Baba Louis, effing Indians. Think about it.
Well, because
Ushami,
why?
Whatever his name
well,
is.
Well,
because
look at
look, Harris.
Cause look
those
at,
are not
because
Africans.
Look at India, the caste system. Look how they have manipulated culture in India. Look at the Indians and the untouchables, those melanated people who they shun and disrespect. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And so therefore, hold on, Jay. So therefore, she has a chance in that respect. But then again, she doesn't have a chance.
Well, I put it to you like this, the only way Kamala Harris will become president is let me finish. If Biden gets reelected, in his cognitive dissonance and dementia and Alzheimer's, like Ronald Reagan, kick in and his wife can't protect him. And I don't think this day and age he could be protected like Reagan was back in the 80s. I don't think it could happen. So
no,
whereby
right.
he would then have to cast aside and put this inept fool in office, because she ain't ready for the job, man. I mean, she has one of the best pocatells in the world, man. I mean, she is a joke. I saw a clip of her on The View, and they had asked her about, is this a racist country?
Well, Jay,
she couldn't even answer.
No, they can't,
she
Jay.
Even,
they can't answer. No, wait a minute. No, Jay. They can't, and you know it. They can, if you are running for a political office, especially a national office, you cannot admit to the reality of the history of this country. You can't do it.
No, that's not true.
That's true.
That's not true.
That's true. And when?
Okay.
And when? You can't do it.
I say this. There's a way of answering it. And the thing is, she just has a poker tell that basically every time you ask her a question that she doesn't want to answer, she starts like giggling and laughing and hemming and hawing. And it's just so effing annoying. I mean, she's effing annoying, if the truth be told. And the only reason black folks like her, like Obama, is because they think she's black. And the reality is, those are some of the most hatefulest Negroes in the world when it comes to black people. It's like, I mean, what did Obama really do for black people? I mean, other than chastise them. And what is his relationship now with black people, to be honest? Do you ever see him in the black community doing things? Do you ever see him coming to the defense of black people? I mean, come on, man. I mean, these are people that have no type of principle whatsoever, and Negroes just love them because they black and, you know, they see. Come on, man. Let those Negroes go. If she becomes the president of the United States, all hell will break loose in this country, because she ain't got no leadership qualities, man. She's basically a bed witch.
Well, that's what they said about her ass.
I mean,
when
look
she
at
was
her, look at her,
with
look
Willie
at her
Brown.
History. I mean,
yeah, in her
she's
history
been
with
known,
Willie Brown.
She's been known to go from man to man. I mean, Willie Brown tricked out for years.
Yeah.
My man Willie is a smooth dude too.
You know,
I think Willie got that type of slickness and smoothness that all you can do is smile. You know, I think he's a disciple of the School of Irv.
Just the smooth. School of Irv. He better leave her.
Man, don't put me in this, man. Don't put me in your world of sexism. Y'all sit there, every woman that's listening to you saying, wait a minute.
They mad at me. Hey, Irv, buddy, smooth like you, because Irv, you smooth, man. Come on,
Irv is smooth now.
You can talk your way out of jail in 2 minutes, man. Stop.
Come on.
Stop, Irv.
Brother Jay, if she's a bed witch, then what was Bill Clinton? He was a whole hoe. That go a whole way.
Bill, didn't they call him Slick Willie?
Yeah. Wasn't Slick Willie.
Wasn't he Slick Willie? You know who Bill remind me of? There was this movie. I forgot the name of it. I got to get the name of it. Where they had this white guy who was black. He was black. But the thing is, he passed for white. And they had this scene where they were sitting down at the table. I know I'll see the clip in a day or two somewhere. And, you know, they were talking so bad about black people, man. And he just sat there and listened and went, the name of the movie was Trick Baby. That's Trick the name Baby. Of the movie, Trick oh. Baby.
Okay.
And they got one of the most classic scenes in the world. Yep, that's the name of the movie, Trick Baby.
Trick Baby.
That's it. You gotta check it out, because it's one of the most famous scenes ever. If I see it, I'll text it to you or something like that. But okay. The point I was trying to say is that they have some black people that post that you know pass for white, and they get in these situations and they hear the truth, and some do something and others don't do anything. Like Kamala Harris is the type that sits at the table, listens to what's being said and done, and really does nothing about it but other than go along with it. And that's why she's in the position that she's in. But if she ever gets to the head of power, which I think she will if Biden wins election, because I don't think he could do the 4 years, I would be amazed by what she does. Because like you said, Irv, she really can't do anything. She don't have the power to do anything.
Well,
no, Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jay. And because what happens, Jay, with the same thing happened with Obama. When Obama got into office, people were expecting so many, especially American Africans, so many good things out of Obama. And Obama did exactly what Obama was allowed to do. And it's to say, the only person who appears not to be doing what they're allowed to do is this narcissist lunatic, Donald Trump. He appears to be doing what he wants to do. But the reality is, Donald Trump can't do but so much. But the problem that people have with Donald Trump is his personality. I mean, I remember when Muhammad Ali first came on the scene. My father hated Muhammad Ali.
Hated him.
Oh, they hate him. But then when he started knocking people out, he said, I'm going to do it. I got a date at 8, so he'd be down at 7. And he would knock the guy out. And my father became a fan of him because he brought home the bacon. He said what he was going to do, and he did it. Donald Trump is not liked because Donald Trump says what he's going to do, and he doesn't do it. Because Donald Trump is calls himself a businessman, but he's every business he's had has failed. But what he does is he's so self-centered, so narcissistic, till it's hard to even try to like this brother. But the thing is, he works off of fear. He's a strong man president.
Yeah, he's a bully.
Ronald Reagan was. Ronald Reagan was a strong man.
Yeah,
he'll threaten to blow your whole country up. But will he do it? Or we can't try him. That's the United States, bro. They can do it. So he does that strong man. And strong man works when the economy is bad. But it doesn't work when people got a couple dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Right. I'm not telling you, bro.
The question is, The question is, Irv, is do people really think they have a couple of dollars or not? I mean, you know, it's a precarious situation. You got to remember, what is the play of the bankers going to be? Do they want them in office? You know, you heard Diamond and Summers say certain things. You know, Diamond said something about leave the Make America Great clowns alone. You know, little things like that. So, I mean, the reality is, my concern is, where do black folks fit into this? How are we going to survive? But the presumption is, Ralph and others like ourselves, we know that we're not going to survive on a certain level in this equation. The thing is, there's so many other blacks who are so infiltrated in this system that they don't realize that in the end, they're not going to survive. And we're not preparing ourselves as a people for what we should do if this cloud get back in office. Everybody talks about trying to keep the cloud out of office. It's cool. But my thing is, let's prepare for what will happen if he do get back in office so we can survive. And black folks don't think like that. They can't multitask this. And that's where I think our biggest mistake is. We're not preparing for if he get back in.
Well, I just want you to interject one word into your conversation. Some black people, not all.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you said we. When you generalize and say we, that makes the people that really are conscious go, is he talking about me? Because I already know Trump is the devil. I know he's Satan. He's demonic.
Sure.
Because Irugu is demonic. Anybody that can tie a rope to one end of you and a rope to the other arm and pull you apart in front of your family and rip your baby out your stomach in front of your family, have sex with your husband, that is Satanist, that is demonic. And this is where these people come from. And because we practice cognitive dissonance, we don't want to know that. We can't teach our children that. We let these white people hide our history from us because they don't want you to know. Well, you know, little Johnny can't feel bad. Well, why is his name Matthew? Because the people in the Bible named after white people. So I just switched up on you. I went from one thing, and I did that for a reason, because they keep you confused in this chosen people.
It's
who's the
Kabbalah.
Chosen people? We all know the chosen people, don't we? Come on now. They're the ones over there committing genocide that we're financing, because my money goes to that. We send $4 billion to Israel every year, and that's my tax dollars from my pension fund. So, no, brother, we our conditioning has been conditioned. We are happy sitting in this pile of shit that we're sitting in. We don't even smell it anymore. The United States thinks it's not a good look.
Some of us don't want, like I say all the time, and you and Ochi say, some of us don't want sovereignty at all. They don't even want to understand the word, rationalize the word, think about the word, be a part of the word. But the reality is, we've survived and we will survive. The question is, what will our survival be? What will it? How vainglorious will it become? Because the thing is, I know we'll be all right in this equation, but there's so many of us that won't be all right, that will be, you know, devastated by certain events that will happen in the next couple of months, you know. And I'm just preaching, what do we do as a collective to survive this madness? Because the truth is, if Kamala Harris takes over, I believe it'll probably be worse than Obama, man, because she's going to have to do something to try to earn respect. And I think that was one of the reasons why Obama killed Gaddafi. It was about earning some sort of street cred, as they would say, because there was no reason to kill Gaddafi.
No
reason
at
all.
He didn't.
And all you got to do is look at the country today.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like I heard Fredo say something that I kind of agree with him. I kind of agree with him. He was talking about Saddam Hussein, and he was saying that it was no reason to get rid of Saddam Hussein because Saddam Hussein was not allowing certain activities to happen that's going on
in Iraq.
Now,
yeah.
When he was in office, there was
right.
no terrorism.
Right.
There was
right.
just certain things that wasn't going down because he'll kill you on the spot. And if you think about it, look at Iraq and look at Iran and look at, you know, Libya and all of these other countries and what Obama and them did to those countries basically has caused Israel to be in the position to do what they're doing to the Palestinian people. Because if Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein was around, they wouldn't have been able to do that to what they're doing to the Palestinian people, because they know that Gaddafi and Saddam would have just stood up and went after them. And,
no doubt.
You know,
you're right.
But
you're right,
it is
Jay.
What it is.
You're
but
right.
Listen, oh, you know, the thing is this, man. We as a people are moving forward. Like Irv always tell me, it's something that's not. But the majority of us, I think, are moving forward. And we're going to figure it out. You know what I mean? Because in all honesty, we have no other choice but to figure it out. Just look at what's going on the continent. We may not see it, but there's strong leaders coming up, man. There's strong leaders coming into play, speaking out about the injustice and that, man. To even have South Africa do what they're doing, and then Namibia saying certain things, and other African nations starting to open up their mouth, man. We got to be real proud, man. We got to be real proud. And you know, for South Africa to do what they're doing, man, that says a lot, because you know, white folks control South Africa. Don't get it twisted.
Don't
now.
Get it twisted.
Just because you got black faces
right.
in there, white folks control
right.
South Africa.
That's right. That's why. To me, I would never, still, never want to go to South Africa. Fuck South Africa.
I heard it's beautiful.
It is.
I heard from like three people told me, man. It's incredible, man. I'll say this: the greatest gift that I gained from when I went to Africa was the beauty of the land. And you know, people in Africa that got money, they live well, bro. They live well. Let me tell you something. They drive in their Mercedes. They got marble. They got beautiful houses, gated and all of that. But the most beautiful thing I saw in Africa was the land, man.
Yeah.
It brings tears to your eyes, man, just looking at all of the greenery and just the mass amount of, man, that was the thing that I remember the most about being home was the land, man. It was the land and the people, man. It was just beautiful, man.
It is.
I'm glad I still got my dirt that I was able to bring back home, man.
Right on. All right, Jay, hold on. Let me catch some
right,
other
brother.
Folks. Brother Lus, Ted, how you doing? Let me holler at you. How you doing there, brother?
Good afternoon, Bubba, and good afternoon, all the brothers who's on the line. I'm working and listening as we go.
And we appreciate
and
that, we know.
What it has definitely brought memories back of those skate party days when you played that song.
Yes,
and also I haven't heard of the movie Trick Baby, but definitely when I get home tonight, I'm
yeah.
gonna check out that 1970s movie.
That's what it
and,
is. Black exploitation, Trick Baby.
But I enjoyed the conversation with you guys. And,
well, thank you.
And just listening. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Sister, Please. how you doing, dear sister? Sister Abia. Sister Ibea? Well, maybe she had to hang up, I guess. She's still on there.
Brother Love was a skater? You said he was a skater?
Yeah. Yeah,
brother. I've been roller skating forever, man. I can't, brother's a skater. I got skates right in front of me right now.
That's yeah. all right.
That's
oh, all yeah. Right. Yep. I wish the sister would have came up. I love to hear when the women's
Me
point
too.
Of view.
Sister B, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, how you
yeah.
doing? Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on with me and Irv.
Yeah, come on. Hello, brother. nice program. And I think Irv was speaking earlier, and he was talking about how great Martin Luther King is and, you know, the revolutionary. I mean, he was a loving man, and he did love our people. You know, he did a lot of things for Black culture, and I just appreciated Irv was bringing him up, and we had talked about him, you know, with his birthday. And just giving our shades out to his son that just passed.
Yes, Dexter King yeah. just passed of
yeah.
prostate cancer.
So he's
yes.
an ancestor, too. So
yeah.
just to that whole family, because, you know,
yes.
The brother, he was so awesome, gave his life to us. So I in no way have never tired of hearing about Martin Luther King, what he has to say. And I feel we shouldn't be tired about what he has to say, but be inspired by what he has to say. And we don't not look around for someone else to say. You be the one to say something. Let us be the ones like you're doing, like we're doing, to say something to, you know, further our liberation.
I say.
And then in addition, you know, you're talking about Biden. Biden is just, he is just a warmonger. And they keep letting the elephant sitting in the room. They're talking about why people aren't voting for him. There are a lot of African people, Black people, and the Muslims, you know, they, you know, he's committing a genocide right in our face. I mean, he's just doing a genocide. And they got, you know, they have African and Black Palestinians in Gaza also. So he's just doing, he's a warmonger. So he's just, and then he's doing this other war with in Yemen. He's
Ukraine.
Trying to, I feel like he's trying to propel us into a World War III. Because it's not talked about as much, but I can hear it on different news sections. And when I see, they are bombing these people daily and escalating this thing. With Iran and with the Houthis. So, you know, it's a serious situation. And Biden is trash.
Yes. Yes.
Well, the question becomes this, you know, not for me personally, of course, but for our people, you know.
Yeah, for our people. He's trash. Yeah,
well, who do you vote for? Do you vote for? Because
I ain't voting for Biden. I don't care. That's what I asked him.
Then are you voting? Are you voting for
Satan?
Are you voting for Trump?
Devil, Lucifer, or Satan? Neither
yeah,
one of them.
Yeah. So you're not going to vote either.
No.
Exactly.
I mean, this man, he needs to clean.
Exactly.
He needs to clean his.
Exactly.
And then they got this bite. They have this this hysteria about Trump, like this Trump hysteria. I was like, but Paul said, bring it on, then. Bring it on.
Uh-huh. So,
brother, sister, if we can get through slavery, Trump ain't got nothing for American Africa.
But I love you, brother.
Biden doesn't have anything
you.
For us. We're strong. We are strong people.
We are African
people.
We are
resilient.
People.
We are Africans.
But
we are Africans.
Mm-hmm.
We don't die. We multiply.
And we're going to win.
Abibi Fortier, my sister.
Abibi
Fortier, family. Thanks, Irv. Appreciate you, man.
It's Baba.
Yep, you know it. All right. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind, but not just the MIND, but the MINE, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell, damn it, don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shemhotep, that means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bibi Fortier, a Bibi Fortier means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a great day, and I hope to see you on Friday. Peace, family.